Good afternoon, everyone. If you open your Bible to Luke 18, verse 7, we'll read something rather interesting. Now, here is Jesus Christ speaking in Luke 18, verse 7. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with him? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Here Christ assures us that God will answer our prayers. The question is then, do you have faith that God will answer your prayers? Let's continue reading in verse 8 to see what Jesus has also to say. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Here Jesus is talking about his second coming. An implication is that Jesus will find few with faith. The lack of faith is a problem that affects every nation today. Many people, instead of relying on God, trust only in themselves to solve their problems. This leaves many people confused and will accept anything that comes along that offers hope. So how do you define faith? In its simplest form, faith is believing God will do what he says he will do. Now, Hebrews 11:1, the Bible defines faith as, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, as we will soon see, is our attitude, conviction, and conduct based on the right relationship with God. Now let's turn to our Bibles to Hebrews 11. Now Hebrews 11 is also known as the faith chapter. And here we can learn examples of men and women who exercise their faith. Now let's turn to verse 32 of Hebrews 11. And here we read of some individuals who are known for their faith. And here the Apostle Paul is speaking in verse 32. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, and also of David and Samuel and the prophets. Today I would like to share with you the story of Gideon's faith. In doing so, I believe we can have the keys of faith that will unlock our understanding of where faith comes from, how we can increase our faith, and the consequences of that faith to us. Now, the story of Gideon can be found in Judges chapter 6, 7, and 8. If you would please turn to Judges 6, we'll begin. So who was Gideon? Gideon started from humble beginnings as a poor farmer's son who would later become a military hero and drive out the alien armies that had invaded Israel. And later he would become the fifth judge of Israel for a period of 40 years. But now let's get ahead of my story here. What we will see here is that his faith is not a product of his natural makeup, but rather as a result of the spiritual experiences that transformed his life. Now, while this story is about Gideon, which happened over 3,000 years ago, it is the same spiritual experiences that you and I are going through today that are transforming our lives by faith. So let's start out by reading Judges 6:1. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them unto the hands of the Midianites. Now here we see an example of what happens when God removes his blessings from a people because of their spiritual relapse into worship of Baal instead of God. Now continuing in verse 2, because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza. And did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites, they cried out to the Lord. So we see for 7 years, we see some very, very bad times for Israel. And this is where we first meet Gideon in verse 11. Now let's read in verse 11 through verse 17. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joab, the Beezerite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hands of the Midianites." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in strength. You have and saved Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it's really you talking to me." Now here's the first key to understanding faith. Our faith begins with a state of unbelief. Okay? I'll say that again. Our faith begins from a state of unbelief. Here we see an unconverted Gideon who has looked on the circumstances for the past 7 years instead of looking towards God. You can see Gideon's unbelief and doubt in his words. He's like, "Oh, if, why, where, but, show me a sign." Unbelief and doubt are our enemies of faith, which hinders God's working in our lives. The scripture tells us that Jesus could do no mighty works in Nazareth because of their unbelief. We're also told in Matthew 14, verses 30 through 31, that Peter saw Jesus walking on the water in the Sea of Galilee, and he asked if he could do the same. Jesus told Peter to join him, and Peter began to walk on the water. But when he took his eyes off of Christ and looking at the waves, he began to sink. He cried out to Jesus, "Save me." When Jesus said, as he stretched out his hand, he caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" We too were like Gideon in our unbelief and doubts before we began our Christian journey. In Judges 6, verses 19 through 21, we see Gideon has prepared an offering and place it on a rock in the appearance of an angel that came. Now the angel touches the offering with his staff, and the fire consumes it, and the angel departs from his sight. Now let's read verses 22 to 23 to see God's calling of Gideon in the beginning of his conversion. Now starting in verse 22, "Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." I'm sure your calling was a little different. But like Gideon, our calling and response to it begins with the process of change from unbelief to belief. Now, the second key to understanding faith is this. Faith requires commitment and evidence of that commitment. I'll say that again. Faith requires commitment and evidence of that commitment. Now, let's read in verses 24 and see Gideon's beginning commitment to God and his outward show of that commitment. Now, in verse 24, we read, "So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord, and he called it, 'The Lord is peace.'" Now, this is from the Hebrew word Yahweh Shalom. Yes, we too will find peace in our faith to God. Our faith requires more than words, though. In James 2, verse 14, in the NIV version, it says, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but no deeds?" James also points out in verses 21 and 22 of James 2, the same chapter there, that his faith was made complete by what he did. Yes, God has given us salvation by grace, but our faith only lives when we respond to commitment and evidence of that commitment to God. Now, the third key to understand faith is this. Faith requires obedience to God on our part. I'll say that again. Faith requires obedience to God on our part. Now, Gideon was asked by God to do something, and he obeyed. Now, in verses 25 through 32 of Judges 6, is recorded that request by God and Gideon's obedience. And for time's sake, let me just summarize what was said there. Now, Gideon was asked by God to destroy his father's altar of Baal. Now, this required great faith on the part of Gideon because he feared his father's house and the men and the city. Now, Gideon takes 10 servants and destroys the altar and the pagan wood idol at night, and he builds another altar to God. There, he also takes his father's bull and offers it as a burnt sacrifice to God. Now, of course, the next day, the men of the city find out who it is, and they want to put to death Gideon. Now, to Gideon's father's credit, his father intervenes before this angry mob, and he says in verse 31 that if he, that is talking about Baal, is a god, let him plead for himself because of his older altar has been torn down. Now, we can apply that to ourselves by our obedience to God and not giving in to this world's way of life, to this or that. We will allow the will of God to work in our lives. Our faith is strengthened by obedience to God and plays an important part in strengthening others' faith by our example. Now, the fourth key to understanding faith. God plays a major role in the development of our faith. I'll say that again. God plays a major role in the development of our faith. Now, let's read in verse 34 of Judges 6. "The Spirit of God came upon Gideon, and he blew the trumpet." Now, in this case, this is the war trumpet. "And the Abiezites gathered behind him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh who gathered behind him." So we see that it is God who imparts his spirit on Gideon for courage, strength, and faith. Now, 2.5 weeks ago, we observed Pentecost. Now, Pentecost symbolizes the giving of God's Holy Spirit to those who repent and are baptized. Now, Jesus said that a helper would be given to us, and that is God's Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, we see that faith is a fruit of that Spirit. That faith must be nurtured and developed. We cannot create faith on our own or make it grow on our own. In Luke 19, verse 9, it says that if we lack faith, we should ask God for it. Prayer is an important part of our lives, and it is God's will that we have faith if we ask for it. Now, the rest of chapters 6, 7, and 8 in Judges talks about how Gideon gathered 32 Israelites who volunteered to fight the alien armies in the land. And even though there was 135,000 Midianites, God told Gideon there was too many soldiers from Israel. So he asked who were fearful and afraid to be dismissed. And out of those, that number, only 10,000 were left. But God told Gideon, God told Gideon that this is too large a number. So God had a test for Gideon, who would test who would be in his army. Now those who, all the members were brought to the water. And those who lacked the water in their hands and then drank it were in Gideon's army. Now all those who got down on their knees and drank the water were excused from the army. So out of 10,000, only 300 were left. And God thought this was a fair number. Now, he instructed Gideon to, 300 men, to take a torch, a trumpet, and a pitcher. They would surround the enemy camp at night. And then as the 300 man circled the camp in darkness, 300 trumpets would sound. 300 pitchers were smashed to pieces. There were 300 burning torches that were inside these pitchers were flaming now in the darkness. This caused great panic among the alien army, and many soldiers died by their own army. Now, some fled the scene, and out of those 135,000 Midianites, only 15,000 remained to escape. Now, this required much faith on Gideon's part in trusting that God would save Israel to go up against that large, vast number. In closing, we see how Gideon, who is mentioned in Hebrews 11, as a man of faith, was given this example of faith. We see that the keys to understanding our faith, that our faith begins from a state of unbelief, faith and requires commitment to God, and evidence of our commitment. Faith also requires our obedience to God, and that is God who plays a major role in the development of our faith. Faith requires that we put our battles of life into the hands of God, and He let Him direct our paths. So what is the consequence of having faith in God for our lives? For Gideon, it was 40 years of peace in Israel. For us, let's turn to Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8, and I'm going to read now from the NIV version, and it talks about trust here, but actually faith and trust are the same. So here's the consequence of faith for us. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. He does not fear. When heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, never fail to bear fruit.